We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krajewicz. His pass of 6.859 seconds at 195.65 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Eddie, you're the defending event winner here, fighting for your fifth championship. Can you talk about today's qualifying sessions and how it's setting you up for success this weekend?
Well, let's first, how's your day going?
Great.
Oh, perfect. I'll just continue on. It's definitely great to come off the truck with a good solid run and, you know, collect some little points, because obviously going second of the first session there, getting 2 points, and then here going second for the going first for the second session, getting those three valuable points. It's 5 points that you add to your bank, kind of. And with a points battle the way that it is right now with the top three guys in the category, it's going to be tough. It's no easy round out here, so you need every point that you can get. And I've won championships by minimal points, and I've lost them by as little as 2. So I know how important they are, and it's just good to grab them while you can. But I'd say my main focus right now is this race here. It doesn't matter about the championship. You got to go out there. You got to win rounds, more important, to get those points. So just got to stay focused one lap at a time and continue to work on the motorcycle. I think the main thing is the guys back at the trailer, everybody working on it, we got to continue to be flawless and work on the bike and make little to no mistakes, and that's how you're going to be able to get a championship.
Can you talk about the points battle that the top three of you guys are currently facing this weekend and how your team is handling that?
Well, I'd say... I'd say the battle, that in the way that we handle it, is it's business as usual. You know, you need to come to every race with the expectations of winning. You want to win. That's what you're going to do, and that's what you need to stay focused on. And that's why I say, if you look too far ahead and start really trying to do things that you can't control, and what I mean by that is you can only control that race that you're going into that round. So you need to stay focused on that and run your own race each and every round, and that's kind of what we're going to do here. So that's the main goal. Right now, I'd say the biggest struggle for me is my wife is pregnant, and she's at home, and she is going to be, let's just say, ready to go in about the next week. So it could happen any time from now to next Monday. It will happen next Monday no matter what. So I'm looking forward to becoming a father, and that's definitely a father of my son now, because I already have a daughter. But it's definitely something that's exciting, and I told her, I said, you just got to hold out 3 days. So if he starts coming, just, you know, squeeze. Don't let him out yet.
But, yeah. How did that conversation go? Really, yeah.
Well, she basically looks at me and tells me she's ready to get him out. So he's coming whether I'm there or not. But that's why we have FaceTime nowadays. But it's all, I'm digging a hole, right?
I'm digging a hole
in the shovel. I'm definitely fortunate to be out here racing and having a good time.
Andy, based on what has happened, the traditions this year where whoever takes over the points lead loses first round, are you kind of glad you didn't win last?
I walked up to Matt Smith after Charlotte, shook his hand, congratulated him, and said, thank you. You are now screwed in Vegas, I said, because it doesn't matter. You got the points lead, and it just seems like whoever has the points lead is done. So you did exactly what we needed to happen. So my plan is, I said, I'm just going to lay back, hang out. I'm going to let you two guys stay within striking distance, and then Pomona is when you take the points lead away. Because at that point, who cares what happens? If you leave there with the points lead, you're in good shape. So.
Sorry. You're showing more and more how you're a Matt Smith fan. You said you wanted him to win the other race.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we're trying to share and give it all to, you know, give love to each other and share those wallies. But it has been a really weird season, the way that has worked out. When you look at the countdown, but honestly, the thing that's making it so good is the racing. And it's tight. Fans are treated to some good back and forth stuff. I mean, really, if you ride it any different, it couldn't be any more exciting.
This was your guys' first time here since they redid the racing surface. What did you guys find the first couple hits that you've gone out there?
Well, I would say the new surface here is definitely a step in the right direction. Tracks much smoother. It's very good. I have no complaints. You know, Bruton Smith and everybody that puts forth, you know, all his facilities try to give you nothing but top-notch stuff. So that's kind of what we expected. But we are looking forward to – it's kind of weird when you come to Vegas and you see four lanes. You know, it's just something different. But we are looking forward to coming here in the spring and having the opportunity to race four wide, you know, with our motorcycles. It's just a cool novelty style race that it's something that you don't get to do that often. And when you do it, it makes it fun.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.